Last time on Tales from Moxferry, Asriel had his meeting with the brilliant Trilliant and the Pope. There he found that the murdered Lord Commander Akion would be replaced by Lord Zadkiel Starcher, a spaghetti monster in disguise. The halflings also excommunicated themselves when confronted by Asriel about trying to blow up the Elven District. Gerlach snuck into Spaghetti Monster HQ and tried to join. Before leaving, he saw Asriel's face on the kill list of the Spaghetti Men. From their home base, Milana was able to telepathically hack into a monster's head, where they learned that the Spaghettis can replicate themselves through cloning.
Welcome to Tales from Moxferry.
That wasn't awkward for everybody else.
That was probably awkward for Alex, too.
Oh, oops. Hi, not my mom.
Tonight we'll be playing Godbound by Kevin Crawford. You can find the show at geekspective.com and at geekspective on Twitter. And you can find me, Evil DM Josh, on Twitter as well. Let's go around and have everyone introduce them and their characters.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot we had to do this part.
Yeah, Elio, like, this is only like our 30th time playing this game, but yeah. Whatever.
How many times have we played this game?
I don't.
This is our 12th.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Feels like an eternity.
I'm Brother John. I play Brimstone, who is a red dragon man, half dragon. He's just a punchy boy, and his words are dragon, alacrity, and vengeance. And you can find me on Twitter at monochrome guy underscore between monochrome and guy.
Yeah. All right. Hi, I'm Amber on Twitter, internet as Rocket Orca. I'm playing Milana, who is a pixie, used to be a death walker, and now is the demigod of death, knowledge, and sorcery. I did it.
I am John. I am playing Gerlach, who is an apprentice spaghetti man.
I forgot!
He prefers to call himself a pasta fanatic, but Gerlach has the words of murder, theft, and alacrity, and is a skulk.
It'd be great if one of your words was al dente.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have saved up for it.
That's right. Godbound, Alfredo, murder, and spaghetti.
Fettuccine. Anyway, sorry. No, I just wanted to say that.
That's a cheesy joke. Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm playing Asriel, the godbound of command, fertility, and sun. He is a manipulative tiefling boy. That's me.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm glad you could join us this evening. I think we're in for a really special time. I think we're going to really bond and kind of expose our vulnerabilities to each other. I'm playing Newek. He's a minotaur, a very sensitive minotaur with...
He's got a deep well of emotions.
Yeah, that's how I would describe it, a deep well of emotions. He's a large boy, so he has large emotions. He is the godbound of might, sword, and endurance. That's it, yes.
I thought feelings was one of them.
Yes.
Godbound of
tears.
Feels.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's great.
The demigod of feels.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of feels, what happened last time?
I didn't have
that
any feelings.
Was a nice segue. That was a terrible segue.
There was nothing to do with any sort of feelings
I
last
thought
time.
There was some feelings for Tulio and family last time.
Was there?
I think we should have an all Asmer edition of of Evil Is As Evil Does. It'd be like, I'm John.
It would be kind of fun Asmar,
ASMR.
Wow, that was a stretch.
Like, I'm the god of stealth.
So stay I don't way. Have notes from last time because I apparently just didn't take notes.
You turned into a pumpkin.
So I had the really good idea to join the spaghetti people and screw the rest of the party until everybody else found out about the idea and agreed that they wanted to join the spaghetti people.
Did I convince the spaghetti men? No, I didn't convince anybody anything.
No, but we made the plan.
The plan was we had
we're doing a long-term Yeah. Oh, wait, wrong game.
Pretty much.
We're doing a project to...
You're going to take on an impossible task.
To...
Convince or mind control the spaghetti men.
We'll figure out exact details.
The exact wording, yes. But we're trying to control the...
The faction.
The shape-shifting monstrosities that have infested our city.
Mm-hmm.
because they are way more powerful than us.
Oh, yeah.
Currently.
Oh, yeah.
And
You say currently as though we're going to have some huge spike in power.
As you grow, they don't grow. At least the stat blocks haven't changed.
I spent the entire drive home trying to convince these guys last time that, listen, you know, we're just going to get more powerful. They're not. So, you know, they're gonna be our peons, but nobody believes me. Apparently, everybody's convinced that you're just going to slaughter us. I said, no, Josh is a good guy.
Okay, now I'm starting to not believe this story. I've Amazing. Never once heard you say that.
No. Wow. I've never heard once anybody say that.
Anybody say that?
He did make
Josh.
The argument that Josh is not going to mindlessly kill us.
No, that wouldn't serve a good story.
It would be willfully and intentionally.
That wouldn't be fun for me either. I could easily do that.
I mean, he could have just done that the first session and been like, y'all dead.
Yeah. Rock's this is Godbound.
He delights in the cat and mouse.
Oh, of course. I mean,
like, and so just killing us in the first session wouldn't have delighted
he's,
him. He wants to see us suffer and collect trophies from us. Bye. And then.
All right, we all roll die. We're going to play a game.
So you all are in the alleyway still with this mind-controlled spaghetti man that Milana had spent a lot of effort to make happen.
Yeah, I only have one effort left.
And so in the long run, you all wanted to take over the project. That's what the faction called it. Oh, the project.
Yes.
And so I have calculated how much influence it would cost before anything is done.
Okay.
Influence or dominion.
Before anything's done, it would be 38 points.
So between all of us, I have 5
Did
dominion.
You say 38?
Yes. And I'll go over, we'll break it down, and you can start seeing where you start needing to do adventures to get that number lower.
38 sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
This game has a lot of modifiers in it.
Well, I didn't think there was that many spaghetti men.
I will show my work. So the base is 4 because it's impossible, or 4 because it's a level 3 faction. Then, so what Milana learns as you're like messing around with the spaghetti man and maybe doing more survey with magic, there is a ward over the spaghetti men. And so in Godbound, there's a thing called a Mundus Ward.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives you another +4 to your base. And since this is impossible, you multiply that before, which would get you up to 32.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm adding a guardian of +6 for Zadkiel Starcher.
Okay, who's the daddy spaghetti?
Yes.
Okay.
Dad.
So that's how you get to 38.
Spaghetti daddy.
So.
Pasta father.
The chief diplomat. Or he was the chief diplomat, and now he is the commander of the military.
Right.
Moxfrey's actual military.
So that's how I came up with 38.
Okay.
So the Mundus Ward is probably what you're going to want to look into to figure out what that is and how to destroy it, because
Mundus.
It's like something that has been purposely placed to stop people from doing what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And it turns out, like in the system, they're used a lot.
Know that it? Does it feel like it came from the magic of what's his face?
No, it's
something different.
It's not Shalazar's
ward.
Okay, that was my first thought.
Yeah,
as well.
It's mine too. Did he put something in place?
Right.
So who the F?
I mean, it could be themselves.
I look at this spaghetti meat boy, and he's not doing it.
He's got meat sauce.
He's dripping in meat sauce. He talks, and just like some of it dribbles out of his mouth. He shakes his head. Some Parmesan cheese comes out of his hair. delicious.
Now that he's got Parmesan dandruff, I'm not.
What? In. It's delicious.
Yeah, but it's still
dandruff.
Skin flakes that kind of come off him.
Skin is pasta.
Can I just point out for the record that these guys are not actually spaghetti men?
You know what? I have replaced everything that Josh had described with a sentient pasta man.
Yep.
He's just a mancotti now.
You know, I mean, we fictionally positioned it. It's ours. Yes.
I mean, these are horrifically tentacle creatures, right?
Josh, what is the anime inspiration for this?
Parasite, The Maximum.
Oh, it just won the Oscar, right?
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm.
Eat the Rich.
The Maxim.
Oh.
No, it's called Parasite, The Maxim.
Parasite's really good, that movie. Have you seen
I've
it?
I've not seen the movie.
I haven't seen a movie since that movie came out. Since Parasite
came
out. I've not
when
watched
did Parasite
a
come out?
I don't know,
also
within
the
last year.
Star Wars.
You should watch Lighthouse.
That was the last movie I watched. Yeah.
Yeah. I think same for me.
So anyway, they all look like noodles to me.
Mm-hmm. When they break apart.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Josh, can't control this imagination. Okay, so 38 points of dominion
or influence.
So.
And how many? You all have 4 influence, right?
Yes.
So you only have 20.
Yikes.
So you're going to have to pretty much destroy the ward and take down Zadkiel Starcher, is my interpretation of the points. This is correct.
Okay.
That sounds correct.
Because then it gets you down to 16.
Because that would drop the modifier and then,
It drop the base modifier and the modifier afterwards.
So we're all sitting in the alleyway right now doing this. We should go back and like someplace to talk about how we're going to take care of this charm.
Out of curiosity, do you have this permanently under? Is he permanently yours?
No, I don't think
Does
so.
Does he get to paint on that?
Let me look at the word again. I'm pretty sure he could. I think so, unless he feels like threatened.
Right, you permanently have so many hit points, but when they feel threatened, they will drop from your controller.
This was a sorcery that I did.
I will ask Milana this, like, aside, like, hey, like, kind of whispering, hopefully so he can't hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what spaghetti ears are like.
Don't worry about it.
It's like, hey, is he permanently like yours? Do we need to worry about him flipping?
I don't think so.
Because if he's going to flip, we need to take him back to the base and, like, throw him in lava or something.
Yeah, I feel that.
Goodbye.
Yeah, it's only if he gets a hateful command does he get to do a spirit saving throw. Mm-hmm.
Hateful command?
Yeah, so it basically says, you know, lesser foes have no chance of escaping this dominion, while worthy foes may make a spirit saving throw to resist, and another each time they receive a hateful command from the from me, essentially. If not resisted, the seal's effects remain until dispelled or dropped by the caster.
Okay.
So you're the only one who can control him.
Yes.
I can't tell him to go get us coffee.
No. Unless I say to him, listen to your commands.
I don't see the you.
I'm not going to give you that.
I don't see the use for me then.
Use for who?
Why should we take over the Spaghetti Man if I don't get to do anything with him?
What do you want to do with him?
Well, right now I want him to go get us coffee.
Well, I can go get him and get coffee for us.
Yeah, but I'm not making him do
okay,
it.
Okay, I turn to the Spaghetti Man and say, if my good friend here, Newick, asks you to get coffee or other beverage or food requests, please follow his orders.
That's very specific.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, see there. If you want him to go get coffee, get go coffee.
Could you get us some egg rolls?
That's
food. I don't really want coffee.
If you wish it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he forms back up into a person and walks away.
And he's going to get egg rolls.
Yeah.
It's not a hateful command.
I know, he has to go find the egg rolls stuff.
Cut to a montage of him walking through, like, vendors and not finding egg rolls. Yeah. And then
He's walking down a street and there's, like, Greek food and Italian food and Thai food. And it's like, he can't find an egg roll.
Looking for the egg rolls.
Yeah. So, yeah, he walks away, I guess, for now. He will come back when you so desire.
Okay.
So, does she detect this ward and know what it is?
So, you probably need to do some kind of investigation. You know there is a ward. You're going to have to do something to discern where it's originating from.
Okay.
Are we going to jump balls first into this?
That's you guys.
Our focus.
We can always pass time a little bit, at least to let you guys recharge.
Right, so let's pass time because I have like no effort left.
That's fine. You know the coup is not going to happen the next day because it takes more than 24 hours to mobilize.
Get some effort back.
The whole army of Moxhairy.
Okay, so I have effort back. Yeah, so that's a good question. Do you want to do something in the meantime? Is that what your question was?
No, are you okay with jumping? I'm just curious on the timing. Okay. I'm fine jumping into it. So the coup is...
You know it's going to be happening sooner rather than later, but you know you have at least a day or two before anything substantial could happen.
And they're going to kill the Montessirons or whatever.
You're not 100% sure.
Or replace them
There's
like going
to be some kind of coup d'etat that has been alluded to by Tullio's investigation.
Well, I mean, maybe we should let that happen a little.
Well, I thought we wanted it to happen, but we want to do it under our... We want to have control of them before they take power, because if they take over power, then we're fucked. Like, we're going to be
That's
fucked.
That's true. They'll be probably much more powerful.
Oh, yeah. Their numbers will go up substantially.
So we want to have them under our control before they,
And then our numbers go up substantially.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to be a spaghetti slave or whatever the terminology is. But
side dish.
Garlic bread.
I don't want to be the Caesar salad to their spaghetti.
Yeah.
You'd just be a crouton.
Let's be honest.
I would like to just take a moment out of character and remind John of his wild fantasy that these spaghetti men weren't going to grow in power. We've got 48 hours before they get exponentially huger. Well, we
Grulak doesn't have any problem with that.
And I don't think we're going to gain a level in the next 48
hours. I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. So that.
Wait, the coup d'etat is at 48 hours?
You have a feeling the some action will happen.
47-59 now.
Within the next
So they're going to shoot Francis Ferdinand is what's going to happen and start World War One.
I think they're just going to like murder everybody with spaghetti.
No.
Let the streets flow in pasta sauce.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Streets will run red with marinara.
You sound way better than what I could ever say.
He's got more murderous intent in his heart.
Yeah. Pasta sauce. Wee. Okay. Brimstone? Are you going to be helping us with this?
I guess.
All right.
So, this is just a thought. A random thought. Mm-hmm. We can interpret it as in character, out of character. But if Shalazar is the one who was like brought them here and was controlling them and was his experiment, maybe we should investigate what the fuck he knew about them when he created them.
Because we were talking about before, I wanted to find some sort of
like
virus
if he has
or trigger
a
or
cookbook,
something.
You know, that would explain what he was cooking up when these things were created. Mm-hmm. That would be helpful.
You do all also know that they're investigating or they're trying to round up the 10 because they will be able to use it to pretty much reproduce.
Oh, yeah, the molds.
Pasta machine. So, I mean, would an alternative way to do this would be to mind control Shalazar and then give him back the Spaghetti Man?
Brimstone, what do you think?
I think that Shalazar needs to die.
Okay.
I don't think we can control Shalazar.
I, as Milana, do not think I can control this man. Demon. Devil.
It's controlling one person versus a faction.
But some people are bigger than a faction.
That's true. Depends on the faction size and all that. Blah, 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 blah.
Like, he made them. Technically.
They have grown beyond his original intent, I think.
Yeah.
I think Milana made the sentient version of the Spaghetti Man.
Yes, yes, we all know I'm very powerful.
And modest.
Okay, well,
you could say that Milana dropped the spaghetti.
Oh my god.
Spaghetti monsters, get it?
But I mean, But I mean, whatever this ward is that they're under, I mean, wouldn't we be able to find more information about it by the person who brought them here?
We don't know.
You know that that ward is not produced by Shalazar.
We need to deal with the ward. I mean,
yeah, but we don't know anything about it.
I mean, that's what we need to find out. Yes.
It just seems like that would be a good place to start.
I don't think I think what Josh is saying is Shalazar has nothing to do with this ward. We would learn nothing about the ward by investigating Shalazar.
Correct. For the ward part, yes.
Someone has actively trying to interfere with the plans.
Or they're at least aiding them. That's another way of looking at it as well.
Yeah. Okay, so
did we even ask the others, the Spaghetti Man that Milana just kind of charmed, more or less, like if they got any backers?
I mean, like, you mean, like, what do you mean by backers?
Well, someone gave him this ward.
He seemed
sort,
pretty peony-ish. Yeah. So, he didn't know. Right. We did not ask him. And this would be a perfect time for him to show up with egg rolls.
Egg rolls.
I mean, to be fair, the egg rolls were more important than whatever you wanted.
He's got
to know.
A shark attached to his leg. Like, where did you go for the egg rolls? Okay.
Here you go.
How are the egg rolls?
Let's see. Roll for egg rolls.
Smack him down if they're bad.
Oh, really bad.
Oh.
He made them himself. He could not find them, so he made them himself.
It's like an egg rolled in something, and it's like, the fuck is this?
You could
terrible. I mean, I'm going to eat them, but they're terrible.
I'm not going to eat them.
No, I'm going to eat them. Well, how many are there?
They're all for you, New York.
Are there quite a few? I mean,
he got exactly one.
There's six.
Oh, God. I mean, there's five of us. I mean, at least you could have, like, what's six going to do, man?
One for him.
For me?
You eat it first.
He does, but it looks really unnatural as he eats it.
Yeah.
He's like, arr, arr, arr. He kind of is exposing his teeth the whole time. It's very unsettling.
Yeah. Well, you're not poisoned, so I guess it's all right.
It's a good question. What do they eat?
Do they eat?
You can deduce that they eat protein.
In whatever shape that comes in.
Exactly.
Gross.
A lot of times, people.
I feel like people aren't that... I mean, there's protein in the people, but
Yes.
We're eating egg rolls.
Okay. They're
having
terrible.
A time. We're
they're,
asking,
they are terrible.
Yeah, do you have any sponsors?
NordVPN. Raid Shadow Legends.
Blue Apron.
Exactly, Blue Apron.
What's chat saying? Tell me.
I can't. Because I said, don't tell Amber this. Was the first line. And then they type something.
You can tell me. Tell me now.
Tell me.
I'll close my ears. See?
Yeah, Amber doesn't need to know. It could be between us.
Incoming blood brownies. Fuck that means.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. So, yes, any sponsors. He rolled really high. So he is able to, he's like, yes, we have worked with Beasts of the Night Alliance prior.
Yeah. Today's project is brought to you by the Beasts of the Night Alliance. Use code PROJECT20 to get 20% off your first offer.
Oh, yeah. I don't like them.
I thought they'd be cooler than they are.
Yeah, they're kind of punks. Except for the mummies. I mean, they're all right.
I forgot about.
I like werewolves and I like vampires. And all
I don't like Josh's werewolves and I don't like Josh's vampires.
They're a little too kinky.
What's wrong with my werewolves?
I'm a vampire.
Yeah, the vampires.
I get my vampires.
Yeah, but I don't understand the werewolves.
I can't remember what you did with werewolves. I'm just giving you shit.
They were there once. I just don't remember what I did with them.
They were guarding a bridge.
Yes.
And they were like,
we're werewolves. Bow wow.
Bow wow.
Bow wow. Bow wow wow.
Bow wow.
A woo.
Oh, a woo woo.
I mean, that mummy was pretty cool for like the 30 seconds before he died.
He was pretty cool.
Yeah, he was a pretty cool dude.
Mummies are very powerful.
Then let's make friends with some mummies. If we're going to talk to anybody in the Night Alliance, it sounds that the mummies are the best. Just by our group's interactions.
I don't understand why they're helping them.
I don't understand either. That's why we should ask them.
Mm-hmm. You used to have a vampire.
Is that vampire still around?
Yeah, it's been 20 years. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, right on the bucket for a vampire. Vampires don't live for 20 years. I mean, God.
Oh, jeez. The vampire lifespan is only actually 5 years after they get G.
I mean, they're immortal.
It's like five years.
What could possibly have happened a mass amount of vampires just poofed?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
there's that too.
Yeah, you should roll dice for that. Though.
Yeah, see if his vampire lord was...
It's literally 50%, so who knows? Tosses the coin still.
Yeah, do it. Toss a coin.
I know. I rolled a 50.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go back to where the vampire hung out and see if...
Do you even remember his name?
I don't think I ever met him.
You never got his name.
No. My vampire friend. I've never met him.
I want to hear how we met on Craigslist.
We're tasking
Gerlach to go off to find his vampire guy. To find out, Gerlach, you're trying to find out... why the Beasts of the Night Alliance are using the Spaghetti Men or helping the Spaghetti Men. Okay.
Yeah, I just remember I would throw in people occasionally.
Yes, you did. Which was very nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think I was under the illusion that being a vampire would be cool, and then I realized I was wrong.
Yeah.
D&D vampires have a shocking number of weaknesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not like... I mean, they went hard on like all of the classic vampire weaknesses.
Yes.
Hmm.
Running water, garlic... Mirrors
and something else. Having axe to come in, I think. I don't
running
know.
Water.
All right.
Yeah, they can't cross running water.
Let's play this
unless
out.
Unless they're in their thing. Okay, anyway. Gerlach in the graveyard?
Yeah, he's going back to one of the graveyards that had a mausoleum in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating his bread as he goes there.
No, I got a loaf of bread.
He's got his loaf of bread.
I think I will just kidnap some waif off of the street for,
Is it an orphan?
No, don't take my orphan.
It could very well be an orphan.
I thought that was what waif was.
Yeah, I think so, but...
Maybe they're not... Hey, kid, I want you to deliver a message for me. The message is, you're fucked.
All right, so you have this waif.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Yeah, so I will go to the... I remember there was like a pipe or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, you remember me?
And your voice echoes off.
All right. Distance. I grab a hold of the waif by its belt, its little rope belt, and I just, whoop, have some lunch on me.
You do see as if there was just a mist, and it forms into a person and grabs the waif, and you just hear, like, a little squeak from the waif, and then you hear, like, a thunk, you see them go.
The little twitching of the feet, and
they fall to the ground, and...
Sure.
There is your friend. He's like, oh.
It's been a while.
I thought you were dead.
No, just taking a vacation.
Well, it's good to get out sometimes.
Vampire voices.
So, yeah, I was just thinking, you know, are you independent, or are you among, like, you any clubs you're at?
Of course, I'm part of the Beast of Night Alliance.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Unions are very powerful.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know, I heard you guys were like... You were followers of some spaghetti-looking people.
Mm.
Yeah, like you were working for them and stuff. Like, you know, they're like, yeah, we worship you, and you tell us what to do, and we go out and do stuff.
Just keep thinking of vampire puns.
Go ahead and roll a charisma check.
You're kidding, right?
Nope. I think you're actually better at charisma than you ever were.
No, I'm not.
What? Do you have any facts?
I saw the roll.
Yeah. It probably doesn't matter, I guess.
No, I don't have a single fact that was going to help on this. I can't imagine.
The fact that he's been friends with this vampire for a long time help at
all? It's not in the sheet. It doesn't take kind of. So you can tell his body language changed. He's kind of straightens up and tries to look big, and his eyes kind of start glowing red. He's like, we do not follow anyone that you talk of.
You guys aren't like taking orders from those people that are like shapeshifters and all noodly appendages and stuff.
I do not know what you talk about.
Huh. Well, because I, you know, I was like trying to like find somebody, and there were all these mummies wandering around like doing their bidding. Like, oh, they told me to come here and do this.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just the mummies.
Have you heard of the Crystal Kaze?
Maybe.
It's very dangerous.
Is that the thing that's like a gym looking thing and ooh, rays and stuff? No, I don't know anything about it.
Well, that's good. You should stay away from it.
But I mean,
if you're talking about the Underhills, we were trying to secure our own to destroy it.
Oh, so you weren't like being peons?
No.
You were like being independent.
Yes.
Like not working for anybody.
No.
Huh. Well, good to know, because anybody that worked for those people would be punks. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
It's always good, though, to expand the alliance.
I think he's hitting on you.
I'll show you an expansion.
Well, are you talking like on a personal level, like joining a club?
Mm.
I like crossing water.
Oh, that's excellent. We could always use more people to cross the water for
like,
us.
You know, boating is a big...
God.
That's why you fail on that roll.
It's a big hobby. And I have a collection of holy symbols.
For use?
Well, I use the hell out of them. Pretty much every night.
That's a good pun.
I'm going to be honest with you. You're sending mixed signals.
Yeah, like I got a whole box of them.
Mixed signals?
Holy symbols.
If you came back to join us, just tell me.
Well, I just was kind of curious. I don't have many friends. And I'm, you know, I'm just kind of looking to see which club's worth joining, and they all kind of suck.
If you want to join us, come to the Messimware graveyard tonight.
Like fake Italian. Messimer.
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 Messing your pants. No, I don't know.
I want to make names. Good.
All right.
I mean,
well.
It just could have been the Oak Hill graveyard, but no.
Fuck that.
Messimer.
Vampires are too fancy for that shit.
So, like, It's the teeth that get in the way.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I am interested in other options, if there's other joining options, you know, if they have other, you know, other fields besides, you know,
Gerlach has just got all this, like, I'm going to sign up for every club.
Also, his voice turned into Matthias Cromwell. Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, my medallion. Oh, turn that over.
Oopsie. All right, well, I will take that information and bid him a good day.
Good night.
Whatever.
Yeah, as Gerlach walks off and we're all kind of
don't let
there,
the sunlight hit you in the ass.
I know a vampire. Yeah, there's this guy in Monsterville. He's a big deal.
The Count Sacula?
He's talking about Nux.
Yeah.
You're going to have to play him, Chris.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he knows everybody.
Oh. Well, so,
I mean, want me to go figure something out?
I mean, while Gerlach's out doing
his
stuff.
I'm going to have to roleplay myself, talking to my other self.
No, you're talking to Newek for this one.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah, if you want
to. I mean, unless Azrael wants to go.
No. I think it'd be better for this Newek.
I could play Azrael. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But yeah. So, yeah. Go look for your friends.
So, yeah, I would walk into the, what was the name of the thing? Oh, God.
Monster's Paint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does it look like as I walk in?
So, I think he's had a lot of time to, like, consolidate his power base.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, it's nicely kept. All the furniture is oversized. Mm-hmm. And there's actually, like...
extra large for, like, large clusters?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's... I mean, like... They have the tiny chairs and the big chairs. And it's, like, you walk in and there's a secretary who's, like a... I think it's an ogre, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's an ogress.
Mm-hmm.
She's got these tiny little glasses on the end of her nose. And she's writing with a quill that like she can only hold with like two fingers.
Yeah.
Can you even get her normal size glasses? Or
Hello, honey.
That's a fair voice.
Yeah. Hello, honey.
I'm Newek. I'm the ruler of Monsterville. Oh, you know me.
Okay.
I'm here to see Nux.
Who now?
That was your real name, right?
That was his real name.
Okay. Because the bug was your...
But he probably wouldn't go by...
I don't know what...
Let Chris decide what he would go by as. Nux.
I think he probably... I mean, I don't think he would change his name to, like, some vampire stuff.
All right. Well, I'll make him say it again.
Count Nux.
Right, exactly.
I'm here to see Nux Gil Starcher.
No.
Newek here to, I need to talk to Nux.
Okay, honey. What's your, business?
I'm not really a businessman. I'm the ruler of Monsterville.
It is kind of like the mayor's coming in.
I know, but
yeah.
She doesn't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to talk to him. I mean, you know, right?
I'm sorry. I'm new here.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it.
Okay, well. She's like, go upstairs, and it's the second room on your left.
Up those stairs right there?
The ones in the back.
Oh, the back stairs. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's just a house full of stairs.
At least two sets
of
stairs.
It is a pretty big building.
Yes,
yeah.
Are the lamps shades like, really frilly? That's how I picture it. And, like, everything is, like, red velvet.
Everything's made from burlap.
No. I wouldn't say
what's
red velvet.
What's sexy for monsters?
Everything.
Then great. Everything you can imagine.
I would say the landing is not especially sexy.
The landing?
Yeah, that's
like
what
the
it
entryway.
Is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like...
There's the foyer.
An umbrella holder.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of set up like the entrance of like...
A hotel lobby?
Kind of like a hotel lobby. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
sure.
What I was thinking. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not offensive, it's not, there's not a...
Not like a Holiday Inn, but like kind of an old-timey, like, hotel.
Yes.
Like the
boarding house kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how rewarding it is for me that my son doesn't know what a whorehouse looks like. Winning!
Yeah, I go up the back stairs.
What does he come to?
Second door on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is it supposed to be the left?
Left.
I'm going in the second door on the right.
Oh geez,
God, okay.
God.
I have to make a mental layout of what this place looks
Minotaurs
like.
Minotaurs are never lost.
You open up the door, and you...
Broom closet.
Sure. Let's go with that. I was, all the stuff I was coming to my mind was very inappropriate.
Please don't make him walk into
Yeah, I was like, no.
Those doors have locks.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, yes. Something that would
And
be
I would
unlocked.
Assume there would be like a...
Oh, I would know.
Some kind of indicator that says in use or
so you,
occupied.
Yeah,
there's probably like 10 or 15 suites that are... And they're all like... distinguished as being a suite.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you open up a door and it's all these very fancy perfume bottles that are all kind of lined up on one side. And on one side, there's all these very fine linens and towels. And there is these bottles of varying sizes and colors.
What's in the bottles?
You open one up?
I mean, I'm going to look at it. Like, I'm going to pick it up, shake it around.
It's an opaque. And so as you kind of shake it, it's not like water viscosity. Yeah. It's a little bit slower to react.
Thicker than that. Oh, boy.
Is it like detergent?
Nope.
It's like lubrication.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Does lube slosh? I didn't know.
That lube does not slosh. It goes...
I'm the guy that might. I can make it slosh if I want.
This is modern lube we're talking about, as opposed to medieval lube.
Yeah, this is some kind of like jellyfish squeeze.
This is magic. Okay, look, now we're going to talk about how they magically produce lube in this world.
Hi, welcome to Lube Talk.
Welcome to Lube Talk. Fantasy Lube Talk.
So, but the perfumes
that would probably sell.
The perfumes are of all different kinds of smells.
Oh.
Some of them probably to a Minotaur's nose would be just horrendous, but perhaps for someone else it'd be something that...
Well, I'm going to put one... I'm going to sample one of them. Perfume number 93.
Oh, my gosh. To see the plastic. What's perfume number 93, John?
I have no idea. It's perfume number 93, man.
No, make it up.
Make it
up. Make what? Put a smell to it.
What's it smell like?
It smells like... I was going to say rotten eggs for no reason.
Sure. Sulfur.
Rotten eggs.
Could be sexy to somebody.
Sulfur.
Yeah. Yeah. The base smell is a sulfur, but there's other...
There are gargoyles who want to get their rocks off.
It's like a...
Well played.
Welcome to Lube Talk.
It's like sulfur with probably a smell of maybe a little bit of iron and probably like a little bit of puff of some kind of burnt wood smoke. Like it's a very specific... Yes, but it's a very specific smoke from very specific wood. Mm-hmm.
Like some kind of incense wood or something, like a ceremonial kind
right.
of thing. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, smells good.
Well, you just put it all over yourself?
I mean, not all. I mean, you know, just...
Dabs?
Yeah.
Do you think he knows how to...
Perfume?
No, he does not.
Of course.
He did have the sex draft perfume for a
That's
long
right.
time. So yeah, he has some experience.
What perfume?
Yep.
When we went to the policeman's ball and we had the tuxedos.
Oh yeah.
He did get a cologne and it was called Sex Giraffe.
Yeah.
And it was great. So yes, he does know how to apply cologne.
All right.
I forgot
he got his cologne on now.
Okay. Well, this wasn't the right room.
Around,
but you're sexy now.
I will. I mean, but now my hands smell like the cologne, so I'm gonna use some of that hand sanitizer there. And
it just won't come off your hands.
It dries eventually.
Eventually, but hilarious.
Well, I will. I guess walk across the hall and try the other door, but I can't get the doorknob.
Exactly.
Totally did that in college to someone. As a prank, just put some Vaseline on the underside of a knob.
I thought you meant you put lubes on
lube on a doorknob.
Yeah.
Vaseline is close enough, and they were like,
nope.
But you not.
I mean, for a doorknob, it's close.
For a doorknob, it is.
I'm sure Nux hears the fumbling in the door.
There you go, Chris.
That's my lead in.
Yeah.
Okay. You hear the doorknob.
Yeah, so I would say that there's probably like a plaque on the door, like Mr. Nux's office or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that. People call him Mr. Nux.
Yeah, not Count. Like
whatever you want to be called.
No, Mr. Nux is good.
You're not Count Nux.
No, he was only into the vampire stuff for the benefits, like the long life and the.
Yeah, I think that's why
he
most people
want the
get
aesthetic.
Into it.
But
he
he's
didn't care
yeah,
aesthetic.
He's not like a Vampire the Masquerade player.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Cool. So yeah, you. I mean, it's a pretty plain office.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice cushy chair. Nux is like reading a report or something. Something really boring.
Yeah. Okay.
He's, like, settled down as a management type.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who haven't actually...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. You probably should describe.
Oh, yeah, you should describe.
So Nux is a bugbear, which means he is large and hairy. He doesn't look like a bear, but he's technically, like, a goblinoid. Mm-hmm. So they're, like, related to goblins and stuff like that. So he's got kind of, like, a puggish face with, like, a scrunched-up nose and, like, big old twitchy ears. And, he was a thief for a long time, and so now he has become, like, the leader of his own little brothel.
Right.
Yeah, brothel. Yeah.
Institution.
Institution.
That's been, like, trying to take care of monsters and do stuff like that. And he never had a sense of fashion, and I still think he still for sure does not.
Yeah, always Matilda has to dress you up if you have to go to something, fancy.
He is the brawn and his girlfriend slash, I don't know if they're married at this point or whatever. It doesn't really matter. His significant other is Matilda, who is the smart one. He's not dumb. He's just not. He has. It's a language barrier for most people. He doesn't speak very well.
And you're a vampire.
And he's a vampire, yes.
And his significant other as well.
Yes.
Who's a human, right?
Yes, he's a human. Yep.
So he's sitting there. He is clothed in, like, he's not naked, but like, you know, like a suspenders and like a white button up or something. He's like reading this paper.
Hello, Nox. Hello, Nuek. How are things? Pretty good.
Business as well?
Booming. Good. Now that we have our own town.
Yes. Claws not laws.
Claws not laws.
I don't know what the, like...
I don't know what kind of hand signal there is.
But there's got to be one.
Yeah, there's got to be one.
Yeah.
What can I do for you, Mayor?
I am trying to... I have heard about the Beasts of the Night Alliance.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to call out the obvious, but, you know, you're pale and, you know, you're a vampire, man. Are you part of them or are you not? Or, like, how's that work?
I occasionally have to work for them. I was turned by a vampire.
Right, right. That's how,
And I don't remember the exact terms, but I imagine that occasionally he has to come in and do stuff.
Yes, you have to participate in the masquerade at some point.
Yes.
Yes.
I am a member, I suppose.
Well, I have heard about them helping out these purple-eyed things with, like, tentacles and, like, they're shapeshifters. Like, and I mean, honestly, I would prefer if they didn't because they're pretty, like... They're kicking everyone's ass, and, like, I don't think the vampires need to help them.
I don't know if Nux is probably... He doesn't play the vampire game.
Yeah, I don't know. No. I don't know if Nux knows,
like,
anything about
he
it.
He does it because he has to,
right.
But I don't think he actually cares, like, about advancing in the court or whatever.
If anyone... This is up to you, but if anyone would care to be Matilda, but I'm not sure how you feel about that.
I don't know.
She doesn't have to. I was just like, I could see a possibility.
I could see her maybe hobnobbing more, but I don't think either of them really care.
Okay, so not, yeah, I agree. She could hobnob, but yeah, okay, not pursuing princedom and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
like it's just not, they don't care.
Right, right.
They've got their own thing going on.
But she probably, yeah, you're probably right. She probably goes to more of the galas and all that stuff.
Yeah, like she'll drag Nux to the events occasionally.
Right.
But yeah, I honestly don't think Nux knows about these tentacle people. It's like,
I've met many shape changers. I don't know of those, though. They
go ahead and roll percentile, Chris.
Sound weird.
26.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
It's a matter of if Matilda walked in.
I could maybe introduce you to a vampire.
he's like actually scratching.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to Matilda. She might know more. She's got friends.
And so he'll walk down the hall, and there's Matilda's office.
Yes. What does Matilda's office look like?
Her office is a lot nicer. Like, Nux doesn't care about, like, the finery and the whatever. He just wants to, like, sit down, do his work, and go home. But, like, Matilda's got, like, a whole nice office with, like, comfortable lounging chairs, and, like, it looks pretty fancy. Yeah, I think she's probably, like, talking to somebody about business or whatever as they come in.
Throw them out.
Yeah, as soon as you two walk in, she stands up. She's like, oh, Mayor. And she's like,
Henrietta.
Henrietta, yeah, I was right. Henrietta, I'll talk to you later. And it's like an orc or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Very high voice.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, Mayor, sit down. She motions to one of the very large seats.
Yeah, thanks.
Very comfortable.
To be honest, I had some bad egg rolls earlier, and I could use a sit. Thanks. Nux and I were talking about tentacle people. They I heard that the beasts are supporting them, helping them.
I see. Well, yes, the Beasts of the Nine Lights, an extension, us, I suppose. We've had to expand our alliance to outside of the regular demographic.
Okay. Why?
Well, they are very powerful, and yeah. If we were to survive, especially with this crystal of Akaze being propagated around, we have to identify things or identify allies that can make sure that they can take care of this crystals for us without us being exposed to it.
Well, crystals are really good at killing my kind. Yes. Undead. You know about crystals.
Yeah. Nux knows the most.
Right. This is a good connection for the evildoers.
Nux is crystal daddy.
You can talk about it if you want, yeah.
The crystals are shards of some giant crystal we stole. And they have all kinds of powers of memory and wind and magic, and they're very strong.
Yeah, no wonder. I mean, yeah, I guess that's a big deal. I mean, maybe Monsterville needs some crystals, right? We could have magic and power.
Mm-hmm. Matilda looks scared as you say this.
They are not easily controlled.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure.
I have killed many with them.
Ooh. Yeah.
On accident. And on purpose. Yeah.
Like, Newark was totally into it until you said on accident. He's like, man.
Accident and on purpose.
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah.
Well, they will disintegrate you.
Yeah. Well, what would it take for the beasts to remove their support?
We
don't deal with that level of.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not princes.
No, I mean, so we gotta, like, do we talk to the princes? Do we kill the princes? What are we gonna do?
And Matilda kind of shrugs, and it's like, kind of a good idea, like that kind of shrug when you say kill them.
Yeah.
You're like, we don't really care. Yeah. Like,
right. If the princes were dead, then you probably would be free and stuff like that.
Well, do you know names? Locations?
I know they're going to be having some gala tonight at the Messimuire graveyard.
How do you spell that?
Messuer.
I didn't write it down.
Fuck you.
I didn't write it down either.
All right. Do I need like an invitation or a like makeup or something?
We could probably get you an invitation if you wanted.
Could you give me 5? I mean, I'm kind of gonna need 5.
I'm kind of gonna need 5.
Are we going to another vampire party?
I think we are.
Oh, jeez.
But I think we're gonna bust it. So,
right. Unfortunately, I cannot get you 5. We can get you a +1 from both of us. We can get you 2.
Iron, we'll take it.
Well, they can have my ticket, too.
Well, yes, she was already...
No, I don't have to go. It's fine.
Oh, no, honey.
Well, that's 3. Hey, yeah.
It doesn't... She's looking between these two now, kind of getting a little exasperated. It doesn't work that way.
Why not?
Damn it.
It'll be all
Nux
right.
Nux knows it doesn't work that way. He just doesn't want to go. Yeah.
When you take the embrace, they know.
Oh, yeah, they could tell.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
All right. 2 tickets.
2 tickets.
I mean, I did what I could.
Yeah.
Well, and an invitation.
Why?
And I have an invitation, so.
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
True. An invitation. So, that's 3. And 1's invisible and 1 can talk his way in. Done.
Oh, yeah. He belongs here.
Mm-hmm. How does that power work? Is it for only lesser foes?
It's only for lesser foes.
There's going to be greater foes there.
Yeah. But the ones that are going to be walking
the
door.
The guy taking the invitation. Yeah,
pretty much. Like, even if like the bigger guys were like, hey, you don't belong here, the lesser guys are like, what are you talking about? He's
so
really cool here.
We'll see what happens, I guess.
He's our best friend.
That's right.
Oh my God, we're going to a van.
Yeah, when we get back to you, I mean, one of the things I will make sure and say is that I'll tell Brimstone that I met this dude who's like, he knows a lot about these crystals, and like he could probably tell us a lot about it. He like knew a lot. He's a smart guy. He was wearing suspenders.
Are you telling us that back at the base?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's Nux, one of my upstanding business owners.
Oh, yeah. In Monsterville.
Yeah, in Monsterville. I see. Big deal. Yeah.
Gotcha. So he is.
Did you know I'm the mayor? I'm the ruler of Monsterville.
That's very nice.
It's really good.
Okay. I'm happy for you.
You should be.
I said I am.
You should be probably a little intimidated because it's a big deal. But it's okay. It's off track is cool, whatever.
Okay. So, wait. This person that you were talking about, they got you what now?
Two tickets to the vampire dance.
Going to another vampire party?
Yeah, it's going to, because we have to, because that's how the princes will be there, and we have to, like, convince the princes to withdraw their support of the monsters. The tentacle monsters.
Okay.
Aren't the vampires, like, the head faction of this Night Alliance? I guess we're going to find out.
You're going to find out, yeah.
Okay, so.
They have mummies.
This time, they should not be the top. So this time, we'll be actually going knowingly into a vampire.
Yeah, we'll know about it this time.
Wee thing is, I've never been to a vampire party before. Yeah, is it fun? Sounds cool. There's princes. Cool. There's going to be princes, Milana.
I don't remember going to a vampire party.
You weren't there. I don't think you were there either.
Yeah,
you weren't there? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It was.
On the plus side, I do have the purging sun and all that.
Yeah.
This time.
Clean that room out.
This time we are better prepared for going into a vampire party. So I'm not as worried, but so. The objective of this getting to this party is...
Sounds like make contact with the heads of the...
Actually talk with the princes?
Yeah.
And to get them to remove the...
Yeah, figure out
the
what...
support for the spaghetti monsters. Because they felt like they were going to... Like, the spaghetti monsters were going to move on them, and, like, they were just looking out for themselves. I mean, I get it, like...
Honestly, I want to know if we can offer them a better deal so that we don't have to deal with them.
I thought we were just trying to find out why they were helping them in the first place. Like, what was your stake in this? Like, did they promise you something? What was your...
Yeah, that too. But at the same time...
Like, we have to get that support drop.
And so then we can either do it. We could also probably ask them about this ward or whatever that's on them. Maybe they're the ones who cast it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe once I get a feel for their magic, maybe I could tell.
Vampires are very magical. I can tell because I talked to one today.
It depends on... Not all vampires can do magic, but some...
Most of them can. Most. Almost all. Did you know that vampires can wear suspenders? Because not all vampires wear suspenders, but some do.
Yeah, it depends on the vampire's taste, right?
Yeah, I mean... Like the
If you were a vampire, what would you wear?
I'd a cape.
See, that's very vampire choice. Yeah, Suspender seems like really like pushing that. Like, yeah, you've not met this guy. He's
vampires suck.
Yeah.
Oh, how was your Gerlach? Oh, you're here. How was your?
Yeah, Gerlach's like got a bag of chips, like
eating them completely silently.
Yeah. So how was your vampire?
Yeah, they say they're working with them like partners and stuff. They invited me to come over and become a vampire, and I told them vampires suck. They didn't think it was funny.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty good, yeah. I get it now. Hey, Brimstone, you hear that?
So, let's get this straight. Yeah. You got invited to become a vampire, and also you're trying to become a spaghetti man yourself. Is that true?
A vampire spaghetti man.
Never mind. I'm not going to go down that path with you.
Like,
never
you
mind.
Just got to watch out for the garlic. Otherwise, they're totally compatible.
I mean, Gerlach, let me put it this way. I wouldn't become a vampire.
I don't want to become a vampire.
I'd be anything.
I told them I like running water.
I'd take any template.
But not a vampire template.
Any other template.
Any other template of a vampire.
Like, if a werewolf bites me, it's like, oh, yeah, baby. But...
Vampire bite? No thanks.
Werewolves have like no. I mean, there's like no downside, especially if you're already
very
evil.
Little, yeah,
it's like silver.
Right.
But it's only you have damage reduction.
Mm. How do you feel about vampires, Brimstone?
Did you not hear my excitement earlier, Milana? Vampires.
The princes are gonna. Yeah.
Oh well, I couldn't tell.
He's in
if that
now,
was
like,
true.
Do you want to be a vampire?
As you ask that, Brimstone walks out of whatever his perceived room is, and he's wearing an old party outfit he had before, which was like a bright red suit with a bolo tie.
Oh yeah.
A bolo tie.
Because it was a long time ago since we had that party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right. The party isn't for what?
It's tonight.
Yeah, like 6 hours.
Which is good because we're running out of time.
No, you're good. You're good.
Night, no. The party that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I guess I do look vampire-y all the time.
Yeah, you're like basically you one of them already.
I mean, like the look at what I'm wearing, and she motions to like the all black, I mean, clad and the lace black felt
dress. Rotting and
you dress in goth, but you don't have like the sexy part down.
I never wanted that. And vampire, not all vampires are sexy. Yeah, his vampire that he described wearing suspenders sounds nasty as hell.
No, he was pretty good. He was hot. Yeah. Man, I'm good. I mean,
my vampire friend lives in a hole.
I crawled in a pipe.
Are we sure your vampire friend isn't imaginary?
Or he's just a homeless dude.
He likes to eat children.
He eats children.
Pennywise.
Not even a real... yeah, he's a clown.
Not even a real vampire.
Vampires have red hair and
white pasty face. Okay.
Yeah, checks out.
Keeps talking about floating.
They all come to build out of here.
Cosmic, I have no idea why you think I want to become a spaghetti man. That's just crazy talk. No. Who would think that?
As you're muttering in the back.
Literally, he just talks like girl. I just constantly is talking to himself, and we can't really see it. Right, sometimes, like it comes through the vents or something at night. You're like,
nobody wants to become a vampire. I don't want to become a vampire. I think mummies are kind of cool, though. Do you have to be Egyptian to be a mummy? I don't know. Do you have to look?
Does Egyptians exist? All
right, everybody, let's get dressed up.
Yeah. If you're wearing all your effort, that's pretty much all you need.
I'm wearing all my what?
Effort.
I think Brimstone's going to stick out like a sore thumb. Vampire party, just bright red
not,
suit.
Not to toot my own horn, but as a godbound of the sun.
You're ready.
Do we need to like disguise you at all, do you think? Do you think we need to
Saint of Paylor, god of the sun? I don't know.
You're just going to have to goth it up a little bit.
Oh my God.
I don't want to touch him, but maybe you can help make put if his
he
makeup
had,
on.
If he is one of the plus ones and he has an actual invitation, that'll help him.
You will have to tell me how that works out, I think.
I think even with an invitation,
you have my standing consent to touch me.
Look, that's nice and all, but I don't want to touch you. So,
whenever you want.
That's pretty much anybody in town, though, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, any of you people want to touch me?
Even with his invitation, don't you think that being a god of the sun is a little much?
I mean, it bothers me all the time, but I don't know. I'm not a vampire.
Well, see, if you were a vampire, mm-hmm. you would be instantly dead.
Really?
Well, when he cast the sun, remember the time?
I don't know about. Nux didn't tell me that.
I guess it depends if you're.
If you're
a lesser vampire, I think he would probably they would just disintegrate on the spot.
I think it's gonna be okay.
I mean, they weren't gonna keep him outside. That's not cool.
I mean, Paylor is the worst.
I think
evil
you need to put away any symbols or any regalia of like showing what you truly are. But whatever.
Well, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I am pretty good at talking my way into places.
Okay, fine.
Can you bless your own water arm and make it holy water?
I did that. That's like the first thing I did.
Brimstone just kind of looks over at Nook. He's like, well, what? We're not allowed to kill vampires? I mean,
I think it's okay. I think it's cool.
Well, that's fine then if the sun guy comes in. I mean, if they don't like us there, then we just burn them all down.
I just don't want.
Azrael's going to kill Nook.
You know what? Fine.
No, I mean, it's going to be just fine.
Really sad.
To be honest. Nux is valuable to the evildoers because he has all the crystal knowledge. Uh-huh. And we could give him a heads up and be like, look, dude, like,
if you see this dude.
Yeah, like.
Fucking run.
Yeah, fucking run.
You might need a mirror in front of you for this dude.
All right. I am done with precautions.
All right.
No one's listening to me.
No, we're listening.
No, you're not.
Yes.
All right. I think we should take a break and when we come back.
Were you talking?
When we come back, know what your costumes are and.
It's not a costume party. Well,
You're dressed up.
Formally
dressed.
Excuse me. Be prepared.
Okay, we're going to turn another party into a costume party, so we're all going to dress up again. Like
how you're going to be dressed up.
Putting on the Ritz.
We'll see you all in 15 minutes.
Maybe I should dress up like a vampire.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxray every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.